tell me a little bit about your story.
Okay. I have been in the commodities trading business, international commodities trading business. And when the economy went south around 2008, things got kind of tough. Businesses just weren't communicating with us anymore. They weren't purchasing. We experienced something that had never occurred to us before. And this was zero sales. And what ended up happening is we were unable to meet our bills. We went to food banks. Things became very tough. We ended up at Metropolitan Ministries.
When you say we, who do you mean?
Me and my family.
Okay, so this was a family business that you had?
Yes, it was.
So when business is bad and you're the business owner, there's nobody to fall back on?
Indeed, that's correct. There's no one to fall back on.
Okay. What did Metropolitan Ministries do for you? What sorts of services did you seek?
Well, Metropolitan Ministries was really a lifesaver. They provided us a home for myself and my wife and four children.
Like a studio apartment, almost?
Pretty much like a studio apartment. And we were there for 18 months. They provided toiletries, three meals a day, virtually everything that was needed. In addition to that, they provided access to computers where my wife and I were looking for work. And after about 13 months, I did find work. I saved some money, and we were able to leave Metropolitan Ministries and get our own home.
Can I ask, what sort of educational background do you have?
I have a bachelor's in economics, and I did master work in financial management.
Wow, very interesting. What was the job that you found?
I found a position as an implementation consultant for a software company.
Congratulations. And you've come a long way. I mean, I drove up here, and on the sign it says, what, Doxa International Ministries. So you went from not having a home to now having a building with your name on it. Can you tell me what you're doing today and how you got into this?
Well, the Lord laid on our heart nearly 3 years ago that it was time to start our ministry. I had been involved over the last 15 years heavily in ministry anyway.
The minimum wage in Florida is currently $7.93 an hour, and there's a proposal to raise it to $10.10 an hour. What do you think about raising the minimum wage? Would that have helped someone in your situation?
For me specifically, it might not have made much of a difference. I see it helping anyone who might be in a situation like my daughters that are interested in positions that could help them be self-sufficient. There are many people that my wife and I have an opportunity to counsel. And even though they are working, it's still hard for them to make ends meet. Money alone would not solve the problem. In order to accomplish economic empowerment, I believe there are numerous individuals that need to have additional training where they can get certified. They can be specialized in certain skills. Let's not just tell them this is what you should do, but actually say, what do you like to do? When you get people specialized, certified in the actual activity, business, work that they like to do, this is something that you don't have to wake them up. This is something that you don't have to encourage them to come and participate in it. They're on fire. They have passion to do this because it's what they like to do.
Preach. What's your role with Metropolitan Ministries today?
By God's grace, I now serve on the board of Metropolitan Ministries.
Wow. Yeah, and I just noticed the wall clock on your office over your shoulder says, count your blessings.
Indeed. Indeed.